Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters. Today is Monday, September 27th, and we're 36 days away from the November election, which will be held on November 2nd. And today we want to just talk briefly about a couple things, our vote by mail and our military ballots. But the way we thought we would present this to you is, recently did an interview on KUCI here in Orange County, and you're going to listen to some excerpts from that interview, which covers a lot of the details covering the November election. So here is a portion of that interview from KUCI. As always, thanks for listening.
Good morning. You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. It's my pleasure to have as my first guest Neil Kelly, Director of Orange County Registrar of Voters, who will lead off my coverage of the last lap of electioneering campaigning in 2010. Everyone, bring out your pencil and paper or your digital pads to take down some very important information in the course of this interview. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you because we know this is probably the last moment that you're not completely breathless until, what is it, a week after the election?
Yeah, well, actually probably a month after, but it's going to be a long haul between now and then.
Well, we're very glad that you're able to be with us today. Since there's a lot to cover in a short time, let's start, Neil, with the deadlines for all the voters. The most important detail, of course, is November 2nd, when polls are open from 7 in the morning until 8 that night. Can you run down or go through the last day for voters, citizens to register to vote? That's October 18th?
That's correct. It's 15 days before the election. It's an important date to keep in mind because if you have not registered by that date at midnight, then you're going to be out of luck for voting in this election. So it's really important that you make sure that you're registered. We have an application on our website that you can check to make sure that you're registered by going to ocvote.com.
Okay, good. We'll bring up that website a few times.
Sure. Or you also have the option, if you don't think you're registered, you can go to a library, DMV. You can certainly come to our office or your city hall, pick up a registration form. It's very simple to fill out, and then you'll be registered to vote.
And since you mentioned your office now, we'll bring it up again later. The office, folks, is located at 1300 South Grand Avenue, Building C in Santa Ana. It's this large complex of administrative buildings there. Is it McFadden and Grand Avenue?
That's correct. McFadden and Grand. We've got a large parking lot out front, so plenty of parking. Yep. And we're right in Building C. It's about in the middle of the complex.
So that's one way we're mentioning where you can get your last-minute registration. We'll bring that up, too, with other ways of participating and options to take in voting. The last day to apply for vote by mail, that's on October 26th.
That is correct. You've got your dates all ready to go. That's good.
Well, we try to be ready.
Yeah, so but an important thing here for voters to know about that date is you can apply online or you can apply on your sample ballot for a vote-by-mail ballot if you're not a permanent vote-by-mail voter. In other words, if you don't receive that ballot every election in the mail without asking for it. So those folks that are not permanent, they can make that application all the way through the 26th of October.
Okay, and so you mentioned the sample ballot. When, for those that are on a permit, well, for all resident citizens, when are the sample ballots issued?
Now, we can start mailing those on September 23rd, which is 40 days before the election, but I've got to have them all in the mail by October 12th. So we have a window there in which to mail those. Most likely, the way that the deadlines are running right now, we've got some good press time going, and just for your listeners to have an understanding here, we're printing 1.6 million sample ballots in five languages. So it's a very complex process to get all of this information out to voters, so that's why the law provides us that window. So I would tell voters to expect to start seeing those sample ballots hitting their doorstep around the 25th of September.
What is the best way for an overseas voter to get their absentee ballot in time for it to get back to you to be counted?
I am really glad you asked that question.
And I think there's about 80 people at times two that want to know about that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I'm glad you asked that question. We are launching this Friday on the 24th a new overseas voter portal. And this web portal will enable voters, whether they're in the military or just civilians overseas, to be able to go on our website, pull up their ballot for their precinct, download and print it, vote it, and then print a template for an envelope and pop it in the mail. We will be the only county in the state of California that's offering this service. It's coming up here on the 24th of September. Prior to that, of course, if they are registered with us and they've indicated that they're living overseas, we sent those ballots out last week. So that number is about 6,000 people between the military and overseas civilians.
Right.
They'll get those ballots in the mail. But, of course, if you live, you know, in a country that may have mail service that's not as quick, you can jump on our website and take care of these issues without even having to receive your ballot. So that's the advantage of this new web portal that's coming up here on the 24th.
So I think, Neil, that's a really important process in terms of saving that voter overseas. One vital step is they don't have to send you their original signature before the paperwork starts rolling.
That's correct. They don't.
They can do it all in one fell swoop.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.